Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Michelle Ring, you are the former owner and proprietor and manager of a very famous bar in Cork called the Donkey's Ears, which was like the pre-Henry's pub. That's the Sir Henry's nightclub that of much legend and lore. Do you bring much of your experiences both from the Donkey's and Sir Henry's to your contribution to the TV show My Tribe on RT1 tonight at 7:30?
I think I do, yes. I am describing sort of the very early days of Sweat in Sir Henry. So when it first started also, that was about 1989, I had just come home from London. There was a scene beginning to happen. Well, it wasn't really beginning to happen in 1989, but it was. There was little shoots that you could see. So we sort of worked in tandem with Sir Henry's promoting their Thursday and Saturday nights. So we'd have a mad scramble, as you know, Dave, for passes, complimentary passes.
Yes.
And a lot of our music and DJs and everything, there would have been a crossover there.
Obviously. Absolutely. It was kind of a reggae bar, was Donkey's. But was it always? I mean, it's your dad who ran the bar. When did it develop into the thing it became?
The early 1990s. So Dad bought the bar in early 89. By about the middle of 1990s, we began to quickly realise that we didn't enjoy serving early morning pints.
So let's actually put people in the picture here. We're talking Union Quay, which is just across the road from Cork City Hall, looking over onto the end of the South Mall. You had the Lobby, which was such a music hub, Charlie's, Lobby, Phoenix, Lobby, Charlie's, Phoenix, Donkey's Ears. So had you an early license as well?
We did. Us and Charlie's had both an early morning license. So we operated under that for a little while, and then sort of began to see what was happening generally around the city. So, say, for example, my brother Mark, he would have been DJing in a pub called Isaac Bell's at the time. Donkey Man, who later went on to play in the back bar. And we said, why is he playing over there when he could be playing over in our pub? So we kind of shifted things that way a bit, and then we sort of very much worked, you know, whoever went to Henry's would generally, not all of them, but a lot of people who went to Henry's would come to the Donkey's beforehand for the music, to put them in the mood, etc. And then they would run out the door at about 10:30 up to get up to Henry's before the doors closed, because the doors did close in Henry's early when it got extremely busy.
As it tended to do, hence why it was called Sweat, because my God, did you sweat? They could have called it also called it Unidentified Black Stuff, because that got on your clothes.
It did indeed. So I knew I was in the knew full well not to wear anything good going into Sir Henry's. So my particular favourite were black docks, because you couldn't see the black on the black.
So that's what the show tonight, My Tribe, Mo Trabe, or Mo Trave, is it?
I think my Irish isn't up to scratch now.
I do my best with it, but it's been a three-part series. The indie episode featured Laura and Michelle talking all things indie and Cork in the late 80s and 90s. They were brilliant. If I'd known Laura and Michelle, I'd have had you on air then. But I know, Michelle, that you're in on it. I think Stevie G contributes. Ethan Akana, who was a famous DJ then. Ray Cuddy is another Cork man who contributes to it tonight, talking up all things hip-hop. And there really was quite a vibe going on in Cork back in the 90s, certainly dance-wise.
Very much so, yeah. It was hopping.
Still missed to some degree or other. And yet, of course, a lot of the way it was back then, the state of the places, I don't think you'd put up with it anymore, would you?
God, no, not at all. God, the toilets and everything. But you know, it was more akin to being at a warehouse party in London somewhere than it was to being in a club. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a club, but you know, it was very rough and rugged, obviously.
Well, dance,
but we didn't care.
No, dance music now is so mainstream and overground, and it's in everything and it's everywhere. But it was a tribe back then. It was a particular thing, and even Henry's, it had this reputation about it. So if you met someone and if the exchange went on to such a degree that both of you knew of or had been in Henry's, there was sort of an understanding that you then had that others who didn't go there, you wouldn't have with them, and there'd be all sorts of subjects and topics that you wouldn't discuss with someone who was non-Henry's as to someone who was Henry's. That's a little of how it was. What other sort of stories did you contribute in the show that we'll see tonight, Michelle?
I suppose I talk about the lasting friendship that I have coming out of Sir Henry's. you know, I'm still very friendly with everyone I met through that scene. I'm in a book club with a lot of fabulous women who are all part of that scene. A lot of friends I still have today are part of that scene. So, you know, I talk a lot about that, and I talk a lot about the atmosphere and the feeling of unity and oneness that we all had. And I think we were all very much aware that we did have something special and that it wasn't going to be repeated, and that we were very lucky people indeed.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. There was something special about the atmosphere that I don't think you could recreate again, and I've very rarely experienced it sort of anywhere else. But I suppose it's in the past. It's great that we get to celebrate it, and I guess that's part of what that TV series was trying to do, was looking at the different genres of music, from hip-hop to indie and dance, and it's there for you. The episode tonight is on Dance, 7:30 RTE1. Otherwise, catch up on the previous episodes on RTE Player. Michelle Ring, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave, and I'm glad you weren't late in your call, as you used to be when you had to open.
Okay, so I guess we have to fess up here. I used to work for Michelle in Donkey's Ears back in the day, and she made the mistake of having me manage the place of a Sunday and a Monday, so I would regularly be spotted legging it up Union Quay half an hour late to open the pub.
With a lot of angry football fans waiting outside.
Wanting to watch whatever game was on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days, Michelle.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.